following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Sign up to become an O'Reilly O' Rewards member today and start earning instantly. O' Rewards members earn $5 back for every $150 they spend, so if you haven't become a member yet, what are you waiting for? It's fast, easy, and free. O' Rewards, it's your road to exclusive offers only at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In a perfect world, every meal would be at Buffalo Wild Wings. But sometimes, you just can't get here. That's why we're bringing some of the best of wings to you with Buffalo Wild Wings Takeout. Now, whether it's for you or you and your whole office, you can bring our hand-spun wings, 16 signature sauces, 5 seasonings, appetizers, burgers, desserts, and more with you. And don't worry. The minute we figure out how to fit our big screens and craft beers on tap into the trunk of your car, we'll let you know.
Takeout for any party, any size. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
No. I don't think that. It's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one.
Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hope you enjoyed our one day of warmth yesterday.
It's coming back, though.
Well, that's great. I hope so.
I definitely hope so. Yeah.
Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you here today. It's going to be, I believe, a great day. I have no shame in admitting this either. I am growing up, followed a variety of baseball teams. Major League Baseball Hall of Fame will be inducted today. When the Royals went in the tank, after the mid-80s, it was time to root for not a different team. Not another team, but to add a team.
Add one,
see,
yeah.
See if there's somebody else you can watch and root for. And I started to root because, obviously, you could watch them on TV at the time, like the Cubs, the Atlanta Braves, in about 89. And they got good the next year, basically, with Glavine, Maddox, Smoltz, all those studs. And today, we expect at least a couple of them to go into the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. Hopefully, Jack Morris will go in to the Hall of Fame as well. We could have a whole discussion here, and I know you are your baseball, yeah. Randy Bushcutter, and I know that we could talk for a long time about this and the holier-than-thou attitude that some of these baseball writers have about who should and who shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. It seems to me this is another one of those common sense deals. But we will find out this afternoon, right about 1 o'clock, who gets into Cooperstown this summer. And finally, I think we've kind of been, and Jeff, he'll pull up for us the Hall of Fame class for the last couple, 3 years. It's kind of been quiet.
Very quiet.
Because it's on the back end of this steroid deal.
Yeah, they're not sure who to vote for because you don't necessarily want to vote for somebody that it takes a little time to digest it. I think people are kind of coming around a little bit saying, you know, your Clemenses of the world would have been in without steroids. They would have been good enough. The guy saying Bonds.
Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds, yes or no?
Me, no, because I haven't come around when it comes to this. When you cheat to improve your numbers, to improve your resume, there was a guy that called in the Cowherd show earlier today, said it perfectly. If you get caught cheating on the finals of your last test in college, do you get the diploma? No.
I think until Pete Rose gets in, that would be, if somebody wanted to put me on the hot seat. I'd say, you know what? Until Pete Rose gets in, and I'm not saying that Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Mark McGwire, lotta, should or shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame. But if Pete Rose isn't in, then I can't put these guys in. But I will say this. If Barry Bonds' career would have tragically ended by a major injury or sickness or something like that before he went to the Giants,
yes,
I think he's a Hall of Famer.
I would agree.
So how do you handle that?
Well, if it wasn't for, you know, the Holocaust, Hitler might have been a pretty good leader. I mean, how do you separate the two? I mean, you just can't. Okay, I went over the top there a little bit.
What the hell?
You can't separate the two. John Wayne Gacy was a heck of a clown.
He was a great clown. We've got three great guests on the show today.
I'm just saying.
I don't even need you. You got stuff to do.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you?
I'm just saying. You can't. How do you leave that out?
How do you leave that out? Pete Rose and Tom Glavine.
How do you leave that out? I just think it's very difficult to leave that out.
You'll have to explain to
you. Hernandez is probably a pretty good tight end, but I'm just not sure you want to leave out the rest of the resume.
Well, you look at the guys that have been put into the Hall of Fame here in the last handful of years. With due respect to everybody, they're going to put in Bobby Cox, Tony La Russa, Joe Torre from this newly invented blah, blah, blah that they're doing. And that's fine. They announced that a couple of months ago that these guys are getting in this year. Last year, Deacon White, Jacob Rupert, Hank O'Day. It was the class everybody forgot about because nobody got voted in.
Those were all veterans committees, yeah.
2012, Barry Larkin, Ron Santo.
Pretty small class, but, you know, I'm a
Roberto Alomar, Burt Blyleven, Pat Gillick in 2011. 2010, Doug Harvey, Whitey Herzog, Andre Dawson, Ricky Henderson, 2009. I'm going to go out here and say that. And then in 2008, Goose Gossage, Bowie Kuhn, a couple of old timers, Dick Williams, the manager, but Cal Ripken Jr. in 2007, and I will go Ricky Henderson 2009. But seriously, true greatest of all time baseball players. You've got to give Ricky because he's got the steal record.
Yeah.
But in the last five classes, love Andre Dawson, love Burt Beehome by 11, love Roberto Alomar, you know, the coaches, Barry Larkin.
Yeah.
But really, anybody there that you would have, I know you're a Reds fan, so I'll give you Barry Larkin. But anybody there that you would have walked across some broken glass to go see at the Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
No. And Larkin maybe because of the Reds fan, and you're absolutely right about that. But no, there isn't. But I will say this, that Maddox is the greatest pitcher of my generation, I think. Now, not the most overpowering, but Game 7, who you want on the mound? You know, and Morris would be on that list, too. You're absolutely right. We've had a buildup where we haven't brought in very many people in the last 5-7 years or so, that there's this buildup. And they were talking about the list. The guy that was filling in for Colin today on the Coward Show was talking about his 11th guy is a Hall of Famer. I mean, on his list, and he can only list 10. Honestly, if they elected 8 or 9 guys, it probably wouldn't upset me. And I wonder if when they bring in the first of the steroid guys, if it isn't in a large class where maybe it's not the story, and it'll kind of break that ice. I think once the ice is broken, and maybe it'll be broken by a guy like Pete Rose, once the ice is broken, we're going to kind of sweep this steroid thing under the rug.
I think they're all in. It'll be like the first Hall of Fame class. You know what? If we're going to put in this one, we're going to pick the 4 or 5 best players in this era, and they're all going to go in together. That way you can boo at them all at the same time if you want.
I think you have too many voters, though, that are saying they're not going to vote for anybody in the steroid era. If you're not going to vote for Maddox because he's part of the steroid era, come on.
The only reason you don't vote for them is because they may have extended the strike zone a little bit. It's time for our Loper Lake here on the Doug and Taddy Show, brought to you by Charter West National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons they have the loan. See Russ Smith today. Last thought on that, though. You may say that Glavine, Smoltz, Maddox, more Glavine and Maddox because they worked the edge. They may have got a lot of calls in the regular season, but they were also the victim of the biggest hose job in the history of Major League Baseball when Eric Gregg screwed them in the Florida Marlins game with Hernandez on the mound, calling pitches from here to the parking lot that were outside strikes. Anyway, UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney. Are you a baseball fan, Kevin?
Big baseball fan.
He's falling right along.
Big baseball fan. I'm holding on to my Pete Rose autograph. I need him to go in so it'll be worth some money.
I'm not going to visit the Hall of Fame until Pete's in there. So you and I are simpatico when it comes to that.
Who's your team?
I'm from San Francisco, so I'm a Giants and 49ers. So San Francisco Giants, sorry.
I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan. You do know that.
Oh.
That's okay, though. At this time and day and age, I'm rooting for your Niners this weekend. I can't believe I'm saying that. But let's talk a little basketball.
Ooh, I don't even know who you are anymore.
Well, that's true. That is true. Whatever keeps the Seahawks out, that's who I'm rooting for right now. Kev, I'm glad you were down in balmy Missouri for a week, so you didn't have to enjoy all this.
I tell you, it was cold in St. Joe's, and there was a whole lot of snow. I'm just happy we got out, we were able to play some basketball, and get back home. I wasn't expecting it to be this cold when we got back, though.
Let's talk about just coming back off the holiday break. I know that Coach Kropp has told me for a lot of years that he likes to just kind of cleanse the soul, so to speak, and take off the entire Christmas and New Year's break. And I think he likes to go hunting, too. But, you know, as far as basketball, you let the kids get away, you keep them in shape, and you practice and all of that. Just your thoughts on having that long break, because it does break up the season a little bit for
us. Well, I agree with Coach Kropp. I love the opportunity for the kids to have some time off, but they have to understand that our sport is still in season, mm-hmm. So they do have to work out on their own. So it's a little, on their part, work that they've got to do on their part, where they still got to work out on the break. So I do support it. Our kids did a better job over Christmas break than they did over Thanksgiving break. So we had some issues in the Thanksgiving, and so we had a nice talking to. So they understood, and they did a better job over Christmas break, and renovated themselves a little bit, and we came back, had a little momentum going into the break, which we kept coming out. We ended up going up to Central. We played real well, to be honest with you. We played well against Central Missouri. I think at the time they were ranked 8th in the nation, and mm-hmm. Nobody had gotten close to them, and we played them, within 4 points the entire game, with an opportunity to win the ball game. It's just, their veteran play stepped up the last 2 minutes, and, our freshmen who had been playing real well, they took advantage a little bit, but that's what veterans do,
And that was part of a stretch where 5 of your 6 games are on the road, and you're in the middle of that. The one game that you have at home coming up now, does that add some extra importance on your game against Northwest Missouri tomorrow?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I don't know what it is with UNK and the MIAA and our schedules, but football had a horrible schedule where they played all of the top teams early. We're on the road after Christmas break. Missing 6-7 days of school right at the beginning of school, which is going to make it real tough for us. But we are on the road a lot. So Northwest Missouri coming home for just this one day this week is real important. We've got to have this win, must win for us.
Talking with Kevin Cheney, the head women's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. It looks like your style is also working. You put some points up with Central Missouri, but they were held low, 55-46 against Missouri Western on Monday. You're getting your defensive style, but the one thing I guess I've noticed, even before the Christmas break, but especially the last two games, I'm seeing a lot of new names, and you're not that, it's not because you're really banged up either. You got to, as always, a couple kids here and there that may miss a game or two. Mm-hmm. But I'm seeing some new names out there.
Yeah. We have an inside game now. So we've got a post player, Amara Williams, who's a transfer, who is very difficult to defend at 6'2". And she's a powerhouse down low, and she demands the basketball, and she can score on two people. So teams are doubling her and trying to get the ball out of her hands. So we're kicking the ball out a lot. We're working our inside-out game. And so we've got a lot of new faces. Kelsey Fitzgerald has stepped up. Alexa Hogberg has stepped up at the point guard position, who we need some quality minutes from. And so they're leaving certain people open, and they're stepping up and getting some good quality playing time and helping out.
It's a weird thing to look at, but when I looked at your guys' stats today, knowing I was going to have a chance to talk to you, one thing that stood out to me is how many more free throw attempts other teams are getting against you versus what you're getting, because you haven't had that inside game. You're not really getting, you hadn't had that penetration where you do get fouled.
Absolutely. And the change in the rules with the fouls and, the hot stove hand checks and all of that, the fouls are going to double. You know, I'm just going to tell you, they're going to double. We're an aggressive team. So, you know, we do like to put a lot of pressure on people. We like to be physical play defensively. But the new rules is hurting us a little bit, and, you know, we're making that adjustment. But you're absolutely right. Now we've got an inside presence where the teams can't just drive in, you know, but they're attacking, you know, our post players now because our post players can put the ball in the basket. So they're attacking a lot, and, you know, we're doing a little bit better of a job each day. We're trying to cut the turnovers down and cut the fouls down.
We're talking with Loper women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney here on the Doug and Daddy Show with our Loper link. Obviously, top 25 teams are going to win on the road. They're going to win at home. But obviously, right now, we're having some struggles on the road, even though I keep saying they're close, they're competitive. You kind of mentioned it right now. And I know you're still looking for that piece to kind of get this team over the hump. I guess my question to you is, through your trips now through the MIAA here in this first year and a half, is there a true home court advantage for any of these teams? Because there are rarely big sellout type of crowds for basketball, even though there's some good basketball in the MIAA. Is there a place or two that is fairly difficult to play because of the crowd?
Yes. Fort Hays is always going to be tough to play. Washburn is always going to be tough to play. The trip to Oklahoma, just not necessarily they may be the top teams in the conference, but the distance teams have to travel to go to Oklahoma. You know, it's just the discomfort that you have when, you know, it's freezing cold, you're in a hotel room, and they're in the conference of home, and they're happy to be there. The home court advantage still is, but those were, you know, Fort Hays is always difficult because they do play well at home. Central Missouri does play better. Washburn does play better at home than they do on the road because they are different teams. And, you know, we hope to have that same advantage. We haven't been beat at home yet this year, and we want to try to keep it that way as well.
I was going to mention, you are 3-0 at home. It has been something that's worked out for you pretty well.
It's January 8th, and they've played three home games.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Anyway.
Well, and again, but that adds more extra importance, as you mentioned, to the game that you have against the Bearcats on Thursday.
Especially the amount of games. We played 12 games so far, and three of them have been at home. Okay, so the kids have played a lot of games on the road and gotten used to it. You know, we're going to do better at home, and, you know, we want to keep that win streak going.
Talk about your guard play a little bit. You talked about, I know you want to get that going, but talk about your guard play.
Well, you know, Nicole Arp is leading the team. Alexa Hogberg is backing her up at the point guard position. We do have some really good shooting guards. What we haven't been is consistent. You know, Sarah Hicks has had a great game. Then Laramie Lewis has a 20-point game, and then the next day she has 3 points, you know. So it's just that consistency that we're trying to develop. And then we get our new kids coming in that are playing those positions as well, too. Riley Bowser is a very physical, very quick transfer who's really helped us out a lot this year, and you know, who's searching for her offensive game. So it's just a matter of us, you know, when we're on the road that many games, we're still learning. We've still got 8 new kids, and, you know, they're learning the lessons, you know, that veterans will put on them or that, you know, bigger guards will put on them and those types of things. So, you know, still learning those lessons. That's why we're close at games, and, you know, we're right there. But I think, you know, with a couple more games experience, they're getting it, and you know, they're not letting the veterans take advantage of them as much, because bottom line is we do need those new kids in the ball game.
That consistency, do you see that improving? Because, you know, granted, you've only played 3 games at home, but the schedule's going to balance itself out a little bit, where you're going to have the proponents of your games from here on out at home.
Well, you know, and I really wish, you know, the MIAA is set up a certain way where, you know, we have teams that we play twice. Then we have those distance teams that we only play one time. The way I'd like for it to be set up is let's play all of the teams in our conference twice, that we play twice first, then go and play those road games where we only play those teams one time, then come back and play those teams that we play for the second time. That would make more sense for us. We just came back from our road trip, and Northwest Missouri is coming for those teams that we only play one time, and then we're going to be playing everybody else in our within our district, you know, back-to-back games, which doesn't make any sense to me. But that's the way, you know, they did the schedule, and we got to deal with it, so...
Fans, tomorrow night is also a back-to-school promotion for the Bearcats of Northwest Missouri State coming in. Students can bring in their last report card, receive free admission if they have 2 or more A's or 2 or more check pluses. Would you have ever gotten into a game free?
Ever?
Yeah, ever.
Ever. I can go with ever.
The women will tip off at 5:30. The men will go at 7:30. And, of course, that action tomorrow night at the Health and Sports Center. Kevin Chaney, always appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Anything else you want to let the fans know about the team right now?
Well, I do want you guys to know on January 24th, we've got a real special occasion that's going to be happening at the school. Hope to be in to talk about that a little bit later. It's an adoption. It's an organization called Friends of Jacqueline, where it's an organization that helps young kids who have brain tumors be associated and adopted by college teams. There are two teams in the state of Nebraska, Creighton and ourselves, that are within this program, and we will be adopting a young gal from Addison Samuelson from Cambridge on the game on the 24th. So we're really excited about it. The head of the organization, we're hoping, is going to fly in. So we're really looking forward to that, doing this adoption and have this person as a part of our group. So we're really looking forward to it. It's something outside of basketball that we've been working on that we're really excited about. So January 24th is the date. It's going to be a big promotion, and we're really excited about that. So that's what's new with women's basketball.
Sounds like a neat deal.
It is. It really is. We're blessed to have that opportunity. You know, we got a phone call from the organization saying there's a young lady in Cambridge that is open for adoption if we were interested, and we jumped on it. So we're really excited about it. We're going to have a ceremony prior to the game, and we want all of the local fans to come out and meet Addison, the new member of our family.
All right, and South Dakota Mines will be the team in town that night. Kevin, thanks for the time. Best of luck tomorrow. Always good to see you. Happy New Year.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
You bet. Kevin Chaney, the head women's basketball coach here at UNK. On our Loper Link, let's tell you a couple other things that are going on with the Lopers right now. Not only the men, but the men will be playing, of course, tomorrow. The wrestling team, they are headed out to Hampton, Virginia for the Virginia Duels. They will be the only non-Division I squad in the national college bracket, and they will take on the 14th ranked team in Division I, Virginia Tech, Friday morning at 9 a.m. Then they'll wrestle again at 2 o'clock against either 25th ranked Rider or George Mason. The Lopers will wrestle twice on Saturday if they can get one win on Friday. And Mark Bauer, since he took over the program, the Lopers have beaten three different Division I schools. Can you name any of those?
No.
Northwestern, Wyoming, and Portland State, they have defeated.
I should have came up with Wyoming. I'll admit that. So, I should have came up with Wyoming.
So there you go. That's what's going up with the Loper wrestling program. And we're going to talk Hastings College wrestling with head coach Sean Kelly at the end of the show today. Plus, Jim Holton, the Tri-City Storm coach, will be rolling by before they head to Omaha. He's coming up next, and that is our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. See Russ Smith today. They offer all types of loans from FHA, VARD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loans, you have the reasons they have the loans at CharterWest National Bank. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth after this.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
This is a beer ad for guys who like drinking beer with their buddies and hanging out and high-fiving each other while hanging out and drinking beer. But this is a beer ad for a different type of beer with a refreshing taste of apple, Red's Apple Ale. It's just the right amount of different. So this beer ad doesn't end with four dudes doing a quadruple high five, because honestly, who does that? Crisp like an apple, brewed like an ale. Red's Apple Ale. Pick different. Red's Brewing Company, Albany, Georgia. Great beer, great responsibility.
What is focus? It's a wondrous sensation of clarity and alertness. It's having what it takes. It's owning the moment. It's keeping your head down, your eye on the ball, and knocking it out of the park. It's getting in the zone, keeping on your toes, on target, on top. Focus is staring the world in the face and saying, bring it. Focus is power. Focus is life. And 5-Hour Energy is focus. For more information, go to 5-HourEnergy.com.
The breeze whips into a storm tonight. Jared Shaffrin has the call.
They face the Omaha Lancers in Omaha. Jacob Johansson's been on a great streak of play himself. He's led the Storm to each of their last three victories. Christian Horn has a goal in each of his last four games. Austin Pogansky scored two in the Storm's last victory. And reigning Player of the Week, Ryan McMurphy, will look to continue his streak on the Breeze.
94.5 FM.
This Saturday, it's the divisional round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, Russell Wilson and the top-seeded Seattle Seahawks host Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints. Then, Andrew Luck and the Indianapolis Colts head to Foxborough to take on Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. The NFL playoffs are right here.
Saturday, beginning at 3 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Cloudy conditions and a chance for a light dusting of snow today. We'll have high temperatures near 24 degrees, and we'll see more cloud cover tonight with a low of 9 above. I'm WeatherEye meteorologist Sam Donaisky.
Right now it's 19 degrees.
Doug and Daddy's show rolling on here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hastings College Wrestling Coach Sean Kelly and Tri-City Storm Head Coach Jim Holton going to join us here momentarily. We're going to give you a chance to win more tickets to the Central Nebraska Home and Builders Show, which is next weekend at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. Plus, we've got Whitetails Unlimited. Their banquet is Saturday at the Eunice Center. Want to let you know that you do have to get your tickets ahead of time. This isn't just show up at the door, because they do have to solidify that by tomorrow. So we'll give away some tickets there and give you some contact information before the end of the show. Folks, you get ready for lunch today. It's worth the trip. It's worth that walk in the snow. It's worth that plowing downtown to go to Cunningham's Journal to enjoy lunch or just to watch your favorite sports. Open 7 days a week. Mike Youssef and the entire friendly gang down at Cunningham's take care of you. Whether you just want to stop in for a couple of quick drinks, whether you want to have a big lunch for your staff or your work, or just slide in for a quick lunch yourself. And of course, all your favorite sports on, including the 10-foot projection TV as the NFL is on this weekend, your favorite college, and there was some great college basketball last night, NBA games, NHL hockey, whatever it is you want to watch, they've got it on with some great, I just always look at what's on the menu and enjoyed some on Sunday for lunch watching a little bit of the NFL. You can get everything you want from a burger to pizza. If you want a burger, you look at the menu, and here's the burger. Okay, you get the Juicy Lucy, that's fine. It's already made up with what you want. But then if you want to put brisket on it, you can. You want to put some extra bacon on it, you can. You want to put crumbled blue cheese on it, you can. They've got like 22 different items that you can request to put on whatever it is you get, your sandwich, your burger. I suppose if you want to put it on your pizza, they'll do that too.
Well, you can make a meal out of the appetizers, which I know for a fact because I've done it.
Husker ribs, so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so good. Stop by and see them today. Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Weekend entertainment is there for you as well. People go crazy. It's a fun time. A good time with your friends at 23rd Street downtown. Kearney. Oh, my goodness. Tonight, the Tri-City Storm look for their fourth consecutive win. And I again, without poking fun, because I know what we've got. When's the last time, Randy, we could say that the Tri-City Storm were looking for their fourth consecutive win? I didn't research it because I didn't want to scare myself.
Yeah, it's been a while.
And Jim Holton, you know, he is the savior. Hello, savior.
Please no don't pressure jinx it. Please don't jinx it.
It is so unusual because I don't ever remember the Storm in 12 years playing the same team outside of the playoffs three straight times, and that's what you guys got here with Sioux Falls. All three wins are against Sioux Falls, and it's not like they're a good team. They're 20-9, I think, the last time I looked. So these are three quality wins, two of them on the road. Has a light come on? Have you guys just finally got together under your new system? What do you credit this to?
Well, I think it's a combination of a number of factors. And finally, on the weekend, we looked like a team that believed in ourselves and believed in our systems. And, you know, in fairness to our kids, there's been a big change that's gone on here, not just with the coaching change, but a philosophical shift on the ice. And it takes time. It takes a lot of repetition. It takes hours in the video room. But finally, from my eyes, we looked in the weekend like a team that believed in ourselves and were doing things automatically. And I think it's the fruits of our labor.
I think one of those things you have confidence in, if you have good goaltending, you have confidence in everybody that's in front of him. And Jacob Johansson, 92% save percentage. He's got 727 saves so far on the season. That's a lot of shots to have 92% saves. I mean, he's been outstanding. He's been that erases a lot of other problems for you.
Well, a great goaltender makes a great coach, and it makes up for a lot of mistakes on the ice. And Jacob's been our backbone. He's easily been the MVP of this team from starting point right up to now. But we finally lessened his workload, which I think has been very, very important. And we finally started to give him a bit of a cushion. We've scored some goals. We scored 11 goals on the weekend. And again, that gives you a bigger margin of error. There's going to be mistakes. Sports is all about teams that make mistakes. But it's about minimizing those and then knowing that you've got that guy back there. If you do make a mistake, lets you play a little bit looser and a little bit more carefree.
We're talking with Jim Holton, the Tri-City Storm head coach here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Doug, you to Randy Bushcutter with you on this Wednesday. They play at Omaha tonight, if not the best, one of the best teams in the United States Hockey League. Joel Esperance was the player of the week, forward of the week a couple of times here. He seemed to be the first guy to kind of get it or jumpstart things with the changeover. But as you mentioned, a lot of goals this weekend, and you didn't have to rely so heavily on him.
No, and I mean, that's the key to winning on the road is obviously contributions from your depth, and I thought we had a terrific weekend in that regard. We finally took some heat off the L'Esperance line. I mean, Ryan McMurphy obviously got honored by our league as a player of the week, but it was terrific. Two goals on the first win, one goal on Saturday night, but just played big, big minutes, and really happy to see a guy like that because he's kind of the unsung hero of our team that goes about and does a lot of the dirty work but doesn't get a lot of recognition. So nice to see him get rewarded. I mean, Chase Berger scored two goals, hadn't scored in a while. There was contributions from throughout the lineup, and that's what good teams do.
I also kind of looking at your guys' overall scoring, Nolan hasn't scored a lot of goals as a defenseman, but boy, he's been very, very busy in terms of getting things started with the assists, and that just kind of starts the offense when you get a good pass out of the zone like that.
Yeah, Gluchowski is one of the kids that's really stepped up his game in the last couple of weeks. And again, he looks comfortable in the system that we've kind of devised, and he's done a great job of leading by example. And you're right, he doesn't get rewarded a lot on in terms of goals, but he's been a big part of our power play in that first unit, distributing the puck to the Horns and the L'Esperances.
Talking with Coach Holton here on the Doug and Daddy Show, I look down and I see that Ryan McMurphy is from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, the hotbed of hockey in the world. The junior Storm has been going for a long time here in town. We've been waiting for that first Nebraska kid to show that the effort is worth it. Are you starting to see, because new in this area, but you've been obviously around, are you starting to see hockey pick up at that young age outside of Minnesota and all in the northern? I mean, can kids from Oklahoma, Nebraska, the South, is it starting to take, or are we still a ways away from that?
No, I think we're very, very close. I think it's you're close to a tipping point here. I look at the program down the road in Omaha, the minor hockey. I mean, we've got Wilkie, who's a product out of there, and obviously his dad, David, the former NHLer, is coaching and doing a good job. I know they have a number of highly regarded prospects on that team. You know, I know even here in Kearney, we had a young man by the name of Matt Lewis, who's ironically playing closer to my home up in Ontario in a junior league. He skated with us some over the break. So that tells me right there that we're close to a breakthrough here with hockey. And I think it's became a lot more popular down in this part of the U.S., and a lot of the better athletes are now considering hockey as one of their sports of choice. And you know, I always look to somebody like Seth Jones. I mean, 20 years ago, Seth Jones probably would have been a pro, but it wouldn't have been in hockey. He would have chosen basketball or football or something. But again, because of the popularity and the growth of the sport, we're starting to see a lot more athletes emerge as hockey players.
I was gonna follow that up, Randy, with you touch on it. Why? I mean, yeah, it's more popular, but are there sports that are losing to hockey? I don't know if it's baseball. I think it's too soon to talk about the physicality in football because obviously hockey's physicality is right there along with it. But are there other reasons that kids are looking at hockey now? Or is it just more opportunity?
I think it's just more opportunity. I don't necessarily think any of the other sports are hurting from it. I think it's just a matter of, you take, for instance, in Canada, it just seems to be part of our DNA because of our culture. You grow up, it's just automatic that you play hockey. And I think now the U.S. and USA Hockey in particular has done a great job of growing the sport at the grassroots levels and getting exposure to a lot more kids. And in fact, I was at the rink the other night here in Kearney, and I saw about 40 young kids on a Learn to Skate program. And I thought, isn't that terrific? And that's the key right there. Expose it to as many people as possible, see if some of them fall in love with it and carry their passion through.
Well, since we're kind of on this tangent, talk a little bit about, you've seen the teams that Canada and the United States have kind of put together here a little bit, and do a little handicapping with the Olympics that starts next month.
Well, of course, you know.
Oh, here we go.
I thought we named an incredible team north of the 49th yesterday. It was pretty impressive, but you know what? We were talking in-house it's such a global game now. And in Canada right now, we're having almost a national conniption because we didn't medal at the World Juniors. But we think we have this birthright over the game, but we don't. And it's great for the growth of hockey everywhere, but it's a global game now. Finland won the World Juniors. They have a terrific program at all levels. Sweden and Russia probably might be the two favorites heading into Sochi. And the U.S. has done a terrific job. The U.S. team just won the under-17 World Tournament up in Canada a few weeks ago. So it just shows you that there's a lot of representatives from all the teams. And I love a number of the players. I mean, Zach Parise is one of my favorite players to watch. He's as close to Crosby as anybody in the league. So I think it's going to be a heck of a tournament. And it is what the Olympics should be. It's all the best from all the different countries.
Well, I'm hoping for an all-North American final like I was last time. So,
how'd that go, by the way?
It was close. It was close. The Canadians.
Don't remember how that...
It was close.
Finished.
It's a one-goal game, I think it was.
I think I remember, yeah.
I got a good story for you off-air on that. yes, because I actually sat there and watched the whole hockey game. You'd be proud of me. Omaha twice this week, starting tonight. They're here again on Friday. And then Saturday, Sioux Falls again, who I know is going to be bringing the hammer because they want to snap this losing streak against you guys. But back-to-back with Omaha... Just kind of remind us what your thoughts are on the Lancers.
Well, we're 0-6, so there's a big time payback has to come here quickly, and we have to get over the hurdle. And I think a lot of it's mental, to be honest with you. I mean, we had the two games in here where we give up a goal in the last 30 seconds to lose. And I mean, you're that close to winning, and then we didn't show up the first game after Christmas. We kind of got embarrassed. So that'd be the reminder heading in tonight. Is the last time we're in this building, they embarrassed us. And there's a lot of pride in our room. And for us, we can't rest on our laurels. We have too much work to do to dig ourselves out of a first half hole that we created, and no one else created it. We did. So we have to man up and stop worrying about and resting on our laurels and just play tonight's game and focus on that. Focus on the first period, have some success, and build on it. Not worry about Friday night at home or Saturday night or look too far ahead. Just get focused in on today.
In your pregame talk, are you talking about 0-6 against them or 3-0 in the last three games leading up to this? I mean, or is it a kind of a combination of the both? We're a hot team. These guys are due some payback.
Well, it's a combination. To be honest with you, I don't ever talk about record. I don't talk about playoffs. I mean, our pregame meeting's all concentrating on what we have to do that particular night to try to beat the opponent we're playing, irregardless of whether they're first place, last place, what our record. It really doesn't matter what's gone on up until this point. The only thing that matters is tonight. So we try to simplify and focus in on, you know, four or five keys for success that night.
Well, speaking of embarrassing, it could potentially be this weekend with the Seinfeld promotion on Friday and 80s hair band on Saturday. If you had to be a Seinfeld character, I would think, now this is just my opinion, and I don't know Coach Holton all that well, but I would think he would have to be Jerry. I mean, he can pull it off.
I think he can be Jerry.
He can pull it off. He's the leader of the pack. He's the leader of the crew. Would you be Jerry, or would you be more... I know you're not George, so would you be somebody else on the show?
Well, I got to admit, I was hoping you weren't going to say Costanza. I was a huge Kramer fan from the pure end, but sure, if you're going to let me be Jerry, absolutely, I'll take it.
Well, I haven't seen your door entrance, so I'm not really sure.
There's no doubt I'm Kramer. I mean, if you're going to pick somebody, I picture you as the soup Nazi, Bush Cutter.
No soup for you.
How about soup Nazi?
Well, I made one Nazi reference earlier today, and everybody jumped on my case, yeah, so there's no sense of going back
there
again.
So you're soup Nazi. Shaffron, which one are you? Heck, you're so young, you probably never even watched the show, did you? Yeah. Which one are you?
It's the beauty of reruns.
It was not Nickelodeon or something, so he could watch it.
You're not Newman. You're way cooler than that. You know,
I'd like to be Jerry, I guess.
He could be Kennedy, who was in there a couple of episodes, you know. Everybody loves the Shaft. And then 80s hairband night. You got an 80s hairband?
Me? Whitesnake.
Outstanding.
That's, you know, videos of nothing else.
Cinderella, Poison.
Tesla.
Warren.
Tesla's good.
There you go.
Tesla's good.
Yeah. Shaffron.
Too early.
We finally got him. Coach, we'll let you guys get out of here. I know you got to hit the road. Best of luck tonight. And folks, get out and see the storm this weekend. And, of course, all the games with Jared Shaffron on the Breeze 94.5, 705 face-off tonight. Best of luck.
Thanks very much, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. Coach Jim Holton joining us here in studio on the Doug and Daddy Show. And as we go to break, I want to give you a chance to win some tickets to next weekend's Central Nebraska Home and Builders Show. It's January 17th through the 19th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Heartland Event Center in Grand Island. If you'd like a pair of tickets, you can call now and tell Jeffrey how much you love hockey. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. He wants to give you some tickets. We'll be back with more after this.
This is that sad time of year again when you're unhooking your propane bottle and wheeling that grill into the garage for the winter. I know you'll miss her. This is Jeremy at HK Sports Bar and Grill, and I've got some great news for you. We never put our grill away. Every day is a backyard barbecue for us. We're talking burgers that require both hands, juicy Nebraska ribeyes, baby back ribs, even smoked brisket. So throw that cover over your grill and get down to HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Winter weather can severely impact the way we do business. Roads are closed, people stay home sick, so be prepared. Sign up for GoToMeeting with HD Faces by Citrix. It's a powerful, simple way to meet and collaborate online. Doesn't matter where you're at and no matter what the weather's like. And where I live, the weather, December through March, isn't very good. You can sign up with GoToMeeting from your computer or mobile device and launch your first meeting in seconds. I'm not kidding you. Then, no matter where you are, you'll be instantly connected to your team. Share your screen to collaborate on projects in real time. Just turn on your webcam. See everybody face to face. So even if you can't make it into the office, traffic, delays, you can meet in person and be productive. We rely on GoToMeeting in the Herd. Start your free 30-day trial of GoToMeeting today. No credit card required to get started. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and use the promo code Colin. That's GoToMeeting.com.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options. But which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Cloudy conditions and a chance for a light dusting of snow today. We'll have high temperatures near 24 degrees, and we'll see more cloud cover tonight with a low of 9 above. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Deniste.
Right now it's 19 degrees.
Tyson, thanks for the, what are you talking about, Motley Crue, baby? Hairband! Yeah. Thanks, Tyson.
I'm ready for it.
It's crazy, 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 crazy. Our Midtown Mart cooler question of the day. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday, we asked you which team will win the NFC. 50% said the Seahawks. 33% took the Niners, and then just a handful of votes on the Panthers and the Saints. So, of course, today, who will win the AFC Championship? Broncos, Patriots, Colts, Chargers. You can vote at ESPNSuperstation.com, Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. I expect not only because they're the heavy favorite, but because of the part of the country we're in, we'll have an overwhelming Denver Broncos flavor here. But who you got?
I got to say Broncos. I mean, I really do think I said that going in, that they're the best team in football.
The thing that scares me a little bit is that these Chargers possibly could have it set up. I can see Chargers Colts, not because I think the Chargers are going to win this weekend, and I hope they don't. I'm rooting for the Broncos to get to the Super Bowl. But this team that plays on opening weekend, on wild card weekend, the way that's been going, somebody that you don't think gets to the Super Bowl. And there is no doubt the Chargers are that team. Peter King said yesterday the two games that they have played, the score is 48-47. Both teams on the road have won. And so for Denver to be a 10-point favorite in this football game is asinine.
I agree with that.
Unless they go out and just pound them, and I hope they do. Except Danny Woodhead scores four touchdowns and they lose 62-28. But for Denver, Jeffrey says the six seeds versus the one seeds are 6-2.
But see, the six seeds have been pretty successful.
And I,
in getting all the way to the Super Bowl.
And my gut feeling that I'm sure will be wrong is that I think the Colts have the best chance of pulling an upset this weekend. The Niners aren't, remember, the Niners are favored. So I think the Colts definitely have a chance, but I think they're going to do what most teams do. They make this great comeback. They beat a team that they shouldn't have beaten, Kansas City, who got beat up, and then they'll probably go get embarrassed by Tom Brady in New England. But, you know, if the Colts and the Chargers end up playing, then San Diego's inside in the AFC Championship game, and they've got a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
What do you mean, I mean, they've been hot. I mean, there was about 12 things that needed to happen in the last 3 weeks for them to make the playoffs, and they all those things happened. All those things happened. My Dolphins were two of them, by the way, piddling it away. But, you know, you get hot at the right time. You start playing a little bit better.
The definition of piddle is
what? Yeah, yeah. I just don't think that the Broncos are going to lose at home, especially after that disappointing loss they had last year to the Ravens. They're going to have that extra level of focus. I think they're going to be just fine. And by the way, whenever someone talks about Peyton Manning's record in cold weather games, please slap them. Just slap them. Because who have they been playing and when have they been playing them? They've been playing when he was with the Colts, he played those games outside on the road in the playoffs. You're on the road. That means the team's seeded better than you. You're not supposed to win that game. And by the way, you're right. Manning's coverage on that last second late touchdown by the Ravens, Manning's coverage was awful. Was awful. Oh, wait, he wasn't on the field, was he? So I just hate how much we pin wins and losses on quarterbacks. I just think that they've got all the tools that they need, do the Broncos.
Okay, vote on our Midtown Cooler question, Midtown Mart, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics, ESPNSuperstation.com. Couple of things I want to throw out here. The Oakland Raiders say that Dennis Allen will return as coach for a third year. So for all you Raider fans,
that's like a record for them, isn't it?
It could
be. 3 years in a row, same coach?
What about this story that I think we're going to find a little more interesting here? Remember Ohio State suspended Noah Spence because of a variety of things. But his father is saying that he unknowingly ingested the drug ecstasy and that the Big Ten unjustly suspended the sophomore defensive end.
Again, you're just going to take him at his word that was, oops, somebody slipped me a Mickey? I don't know if you can just take him at his word on that.
That's going to be hard to prove, right?
I think it's going to be hard to prove one way or another. I mean, there are certain things in this world. He said, she said, someone slipped me a Mickey.
If he tested positive for it,
you know he ingested it.
Your hands are tied
right
from a school and from a Big Ten standpoint.
I absolutely agree. I agree that the school just does not have much of a choice. It's in our code of conduct. It says that you've ingested it. You've ingested it, and I just don't think
really,
they have a choice.
What if that really happened?
That would stink.
Well, that would be criminal.
Yeah, it is. Wow. It's criminal activity. Absolutely it is. If he can find out who did it.
Well, we've got the Hastings College wrestling team getting back into action here for the first time after Christmas as they are home Friday and Saturday. The Dual Northwestern on Friday and then Saturday. Of course, they've got the Hastings College Open. And Sean Kelly returns to the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter with you this morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's great to catch up with you again. How are the kids looking after the break? And kind of a long break for you.
Well, it was an extremely long break, longest one we've ever had. You know, just the way the calendar fell this year. You know, we're working on weight management this week, and hopefully we're ready to go Friday.
How is that weight management going? I mean, I know what the holidays did to me.
Well, you can imagine they're just as good for a 19 to 22-year-old kid that gets to go home and have moms cooking for 3 weeks pretty much. So, you know, we actually had a number of guys actually control their weight really well. That's not even their concern right now. It's just about wrestling and getting in shape. And then we got a few of the guys that really did enjoy the break and sat on the couch probably more than they needed to. And they're getting extra workouts this week. So it's a good problem to have because it also helps with conditioning when they're getting those many workouts. So yeah, I truly don't stress over it until about an hour before weigh-ins.
Sean Kelly, the head wrestling coach at Hastings College, is with us this first month and a half of the season is to kind of see where you're at. Where are you at?
You know, I was just telling a group of guys yesterday at a luncheon that I think, you know, we got a really, really solid tournament team this year. We live in a world, it's kind of bipolar sometimes. You know, there's teams that have really good dual teams that don't really show well at the national tournament, and then we'll get teams that don't duel well that show well at the national tournament. And there's very few in the elite programs can do both. You know, you look at Morningside, who's ranked well in the nation right now. They went out to Chatham last week, and we're opening four of the 10 weights. You know, it's the problem we all run into. Sometimes you build teams to compete at the national level, and next thing you know, you got a duel, and you know, that's where the conference title comes in. So you're kind of walking a fine line. You know, we're going to have an okay duel team. We will. We got good enough wrestlers through that will be competitive in most of our duels this year. I don't think we're going to just mollywop anybody, though. We got a few holes as a dual team, but once we get to go to regionals and nationals, and then the luxury of the NAIA, I say it every year, is we can take two good guys at one weight, and that's what we're fighting this year. Two of our best guys are at the same weight, so when we go to a duel, we can only wrestle one of them. So we're leaving a lot of points on the bench when we have a duel.
Coach, talk a little bit about where that leadership's coming from. Some of those guys that have really stepped up for you this year and been really some point getters for you.
Well, you know, I think it started. We got an amazing assistant coach in Roderick Radcliffe. He was a 3-time All American at UNO. I had a chance to coach him when I first got into coaching. He was a sophomore at the time, and he wrestled 41 back in the early 2000s there, and was just an animal. The one year he didn't All-American was his senior year, and he's walking around still about 40, 41. So he's able to get in and wrestle with the guys and really push them hard. And, you know, it couldn't work out better because Blake Fruchtel's having an amazing year, and I think a lot of that corresponds with having Rod as a workout partner. You know, as far as a sophomore, he definitely did not hit that sophomore slump. He's really stepped up his wrestling this year and his focus. And really, you know, the only tournament he didn't show well was at Wyoming. And we put him in the elite division just to see what, you know, first tournament out of the gate, you know, kind of give him that shock and awe factor. And you know, he looked okay. He didn't look terrible. But he was wrestling the best of the best out there. You know, there's a lot of, Why didn't you wrestle the amateur? That's where, you know, the rest of the sophomores are wrestling. And he asked to go to the elite division, which was surprising, you know, a good surprise that, you know, first tournament out of the gate, he wanted to go against the best. And he hasn't slowed down since then. Winning the Kearney, you know, we brought him back down the amateur for the Kearney, and it was the bigger bracket. We wanted to get him a lot of matches, and he did. He won that. Placed second at a couple tournaments, you know, placed third down at Bethany after he had a little bit of a hiccup, and you know, 17-4 as a first semester. I mean, obviously he's the leader of the team right now. We're going to get a few guys back from injury and academics this week that will definitely be good supporting cast for him, if not take over kind of that leadership role. So, you know, we got a bunch of guys that have been around for a while. We truly don't. I mean, Cameron Mettenbrink is technically a junior eligibility wise. He's a senior academic. And that's the closest we got to a true senior on the team that's competing right now for us. So Cameron's in his fourth year, had a redshirt for an injury one year. But, you know, between our sophomore and junior class, we're just absolutely loaded right now with talent. And you know, it's nice to see the younger guys have to step up and become leaders. And you know, they're in there. We got a beautiful new room this year, big, spacious thing with weights. And the guys just bought in, and they're working out more. There's a better workout situation. You know, it's probably as nice a room, excluding maybe Nebraska, as there is in the whole state. It was definitely better than what I had when I was at UNO, and I know if Bauer came over and saw it, he'd be in awe of it. So it's a good recruiting tool. It's a good training tool. You know, it's just a lot of things have been going our way this year.
We're talking with Sean Kelly in his seventh year at Hastings College. Yeah, I was going to say, you've covered a couple of things that I was going to ask you. Fructal is just having an amazing season so far, and a lot of youth mixed in with some experience here. I'll throw out a few names here, and if you would just want to pick one or two, that's fine, but you've got to build with area talent, and you've already talked about Blake. You've talked about Metten Brink. You've also got Coleman Westerby, Alex Chan Tepetit. Wood River has sent you Jordan Westcote. There's some local talent on this team as well.
Yeah, there is, and you know, it's every year we look at the area schools who we can get around here, you know, and with Mark doing as good a job as he's doing over at Kearney, that's a lot of people's first choice, and you know, those guys that really want to compete right away really give us a good look, and with what Mike's done up at Grand Island and Waddington over in Wood River, I mean, there is some really good high school wrestling around here. I mean, this part of the state is great feeder situation for us. And even those guys, you know, Chan went over to Kearney, ended up over here. You know, it's just a good situation, and me and Mark have a great relationship. So when he has those guys that aren't able to compete and they start looking at us, he gladly opens up the doors for us. So, you know, there's going to be some more, obviously, with what Chad's built up in Grand Island. It's a great situation for me. Being this close to Grand Island, I'd hate to be at some of the other conference schools trying to pull them away. You know, the kids around here love to stay around here. You know, they want to be around their family, their friends. It's a great recruiting tool. When I tell them, you know, we go over to Kearney a couple times a year, we have our tournament. You don't have to get far away from home. Your mom and dad can come watch you. Half the high schools can come watch, and hopefully we keep that pipeline kind of open with the local area schools. And we try reaching out to them and going to watch them and have them in our room when we can. And I think the coaches appreciate it.
Well, you have the opportunity to kind of show off what you have by hosting Northwestern on Friday. And then you got the Hastings Open on Saturday. Talk a little bit about, in particular, who's coming in town for the Hastings Open. And then obviously what you're going to face when Northwestern comes to town on Friday.
Well, we'll have a good little tournament. You know, every year, on Monday, I start worrying that it's going to be too small. It's going to be this, going to be that. And then, you know, as the week progresses, we start getting coaches emailing. You know, that's the luxury of having an open. You just get coaches from all over the nation calling you and emailing you, trying to get into the tournament. And, you know, on Monday, I thought we'd have six full lineups in and it'd mainly be NEI. And then, Mark Manning reached out and said he's going to send some, backups, red shirts over. Bauer always sends a big group of guys from Kearney, and Shattern just emailed me today and said they're going to send some backups, and we're going to have quite a few Division II, Division I red shirts and backups, which are, I mean, they're good in their own right. Just because they're backing up doesn't mean they're not good at all. Colorado School of Mines will send their whole team, so we'll have a Division II team in a full field. And then the rest of them will be a lot of NEIs. We'll have Doan, Concordia, us, Benedictine, Bethany, Northwestern will stick around for it. So we'll have eight or nine good NAI programs that have good individuals, and it'll be a nice little tournament to kind of kick the second semester off. With Northwestern, you never know what you got with Northwestern. They'll come in with a full lineup. They got a couple really good kids right in the middle of weights, 57. You know, Connor Blanco's traditionally been a really good wrestler for us, and he's going to have the, probably the toughest match of the night, regardless who they put on the mat. Which is good because he needs tough matches and get build his confidence back up with that kind of those kind of matches. You know, obviously we're looking for Fructal or Chan or whoever we put in at 41 to have a good night, and Cameron at 49. And you know, it with being as far away as we are from Northwestern, we really don't see him that much. We're in a luxury area where we don't have to travel near as much as some of the northern teams do. And he goes into Minnesota a lot, and I get into Kansas and Wyoming, so. This will really be the first time we see him this year, so I truly don't know what we're going to face. You know, we don't trade tape. We just kind of watch the rosters and the events, and I know they got a really good 57-pounder. They got a good 84-pounder. They got a kid transferred in from California at 74. So, I mean, they'll come in, and we handled them pretty well up in Northwestern last year, so they'll be looking for a little revenge, that's for sure.
All right, Sean, we'll let you get back to work. Wish you the best of luck this weekend. Thanks for taking some time to talk a little Bronco wrestling with us, and best of luck.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Take care, Sean Kelly, head coach, Hastings College Wrestling, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Again, they're home Friday for the duel and then the Hastings Open. Go out and check it out on Saturday. As we go into our final break here, and of course, I think everybody's seen Johnny Manziel officially declares for the NFL draft. In case you haven't, there's your knowledge for that.
I'm shocked to find out.
Hey, the Fort Kearney Deer Camp with Whitetails Unlimited is this Saturday night at the Eunice Convention Center, and you need to get your tickets ahead of time. They will not be available at the door. Social hour begins at 5. The meal begins at 7. It's a great time. You can get a hold of Tori at 308-708-0059, 308-708-0059. You can get a hold of Drew at 402-699-9293, 402-699-9293. The field director, Saul Soltero, who we had on yesterday, 402-276-4399. Or you can call us right now. We've got one more pair of tickets to give away. We're going to take caller 4. If you haven't won anything this week, here's your chance. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. That is the phone number. So we'll call now, be caller number 4, and we'll give you a chance to win some Whitetail Unlimited tickets here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll be right back.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Redefine yourself with the new ReFirm Now, because no matter who you are, now is the time.
I'm taking the new ReFirm Now from Complete Nutrition because I want to be there for my kids when they get older.
I've lost 15 pounds and I feel amazing.
With the help of Complete Nutrition, their products and approach, my husband and I are taking control of our lives and our weight loss together.
Now I won't ever lose control of my weight or my health.
Now after losing 10 pounds in 1 month, I have my confidence back.
Reach your resolution with the help from Complete Nutrition. Become a preferred member. It's quick, easy, and free. Save 22% on all new programs like ReFirm Now and everything else in the store. Come in today and receive a free sample of the brand new ReFirm Now Appetite Control Mix exclusively at Complete Nutrition.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Complete Nutrition.
What is focus? It's a wondrous sensation of clarity and alertness. It's having what it takes. It's owning the moment. It's keeping your head down, your eye on the ball, and knocking it out of the park. It's getting in the zone, keeping on your toes, on target, on top. Focus is staring the world in the face and saying, bring it. Focus is power. Focus is life. And 5-Hour Energy is focus. For more information, go to 5hourenergy.com.
January is now Januenny at Subway, and footlong fans are feeling good. Because any regular footlong is a $5 footlong. Even better for you favorites like the sweet onion chicken teriyaki and the ham, turkey, and roast beef pack Subway Club. Nothing stacks up to Subway footlongs. Hurry in for your $5 footlong this Januenny.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax are applicable. Excludes premium and supreme subs. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
More exciting high school sports action comes your way this week on our network of stations and PlatteRiverPreps.com. High school basketball here on ESPN Radio Thursday has the Kearney Catholic Stars hosting Wood River, and Friday, Kearney High will host North Platte. On 1230 KHAS Thursday, the St. Cecilia boys are at Gretna. Friday, Adams Central's at Arcadia Loop City. And on Classic Hits 98.9, Thursday, Donovan Trumbull's at Ravenna. Friday, Kearney Catholic's at Grand Island Central Catholic. And Saturday afternoon, it's the finals of the Amherst Wrestling Invite.
Cloudy conditions and a chance for a light dusting of snow today. We'll have high temperatures near 24 degrees, and we'll see more cloud cover tonight with a low of 9 above. I'm Weather Eye meteorologist Sam Danieski.
Right now, it's 19 degrees.
But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh, well, I guess we're going to find out. Let's see how far we've gone.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show as we continue on a relatively frosty Wednesday. By the way, it's been a while since we've done this, you know, because we had the last 2 weeks off because of these silly holidays that we got going around. I know, they were awesome. And by the way, you know, a week ago, I was watching the Rose Bowl, which is one of the better games, and the Gator Bowl that day.
Yeah, you were watching the Huskers right now.
Well, I watched. Well, yeah. The Husker game went well. It was a good game, and then the Rose Bowl.
Great food, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was.
You lived large, did you?
I'm just glad that I have a few friends that know how to prepare food.
Because you're not one of them?
I am not one of them.
You're not one of those guys that at the party brings the Oreos,
are you? I am the meat and cheese tray dude of America.
All right. Meat and cheese tray is okay. When you show up with a bag of Oreos or something, you know, you're not holding up your end of the bargain.
Is that what some of your Tatankas do?
There is one. But you know, who always holds up their end of the bargain? That would be your T&L irrigation system. Their center pivot owners have come to expect that quality and dependability with every T&L irrigation system. They're assured of many more years of reliable irrigation as we start a new year. Schedule your annual preventive maintenance program today. That maintenance will help you pay off when that summer heat does arrive. Call your independent T&L dealer to thoroughly inspect your machine from the pivot point to the overhang. T&L irrigation systems, easier on you and easier for an entire lifetime as you take a look at what's coming up down the road. Now is the time to get ready for it, and T&L can help you out with that.
Oh, it's a good day to stay in, do maintenance on everything.
Or at least schedule it.
Hey, congratulations to Lance. He picks up our final pair of tickets to Whitetails Unlimited. Congratulations. Enjoy your time Saturday at the Eunice Conference Center here in Kearney. And again, if you would like tickets or want to know more, go online to whitetailsunlimited.org, and you can find out all the information there, whitetailsunlimited.com. And there's all kinds of links, but it'll take you right to the one in Kearney coming up on Saturday night. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Brent says, Double D, what in the heck is Red McCombs doing by publicly bashing the hiring of Charlie Strong at Texas? Do you really think they could get John Gruden away from big money and a cushy job at ESPN and Monday Night Football? By the way, yes, I do. No wonder he failed as an owner in multiple sports. He's owned the Spurs, the Nuggets, the Vikings.
Yeah, the Vikings thing did not go well.
He donates a ton of money to the University of Texas, and I believe he has planted the seed which will fester and make Strong's job more difficult, if not impossible. I hope the man succeeds, but the naysayers are lining up for his firing, and he hasn't even been on campus a month, and we thought the Debbie Downers were only here in Nebraska. Yeah, there are a lot of similarities there, aren't there, Brent? Yeah, he's entitled to his opinion. And I said, this is not the splash hire that Texas wanted. The bottom line is, though, sometimes the non-splash hire ends up being the best hire. This is where the problem comes in, where you have somebody, and especially a big-name booster or an ex-alum, saying, what are we doing? You got to give the guy a chance.
Absolutely.
Although he is now coming on record saying, I think we made a mistake. And then 2 years down the road, if their overall record is something like, you know, 10 and 18, then I can.
Well, you can't go 10 and 18 at Texas in 2 years and keep your job. No way. In fact, if you got half of that in 1 year, you're probably going to be out at the end of 1 year. But let the guy have a team meeting first before you say it's the wrong hire. And again, Red, you haven't been that great of a judge of character in hiring people and hiring coaches. Otherwise, the Vikings would have been a whole lot better than what they were.
Folks, I want to remind you that tomorrow is our annual Husker Roundtable. Steve Sipple, Sean Callahan, Mike Babcock will be joining us on the program tomorrow. We'll talk for over a half an hour just about the Huskers. If you have a question or a concern or a thought or a comment, we invite you to email us, Facebook us, tweet us. The Twitter address at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. The email is always Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Facebook us at ESPN Superstation. We'll do our best to ask it to the panel tomorrow. Three of the best: Sean Callahan, Mike Babcock, Steve Sipple will join us tomorrow. And a special anniversary tomorrow. Do you know? So that would have been 2004. Do you know what happened on January the 9th, 2004?
January 9th, 2004. 10 years. I got nothing.
He's looking at you right now.
Callahan!
The hiring of Billy Bob, Billy Joe Callahan.
Oh, yeah. Dark days indeed.
Let me save that note right there. We're gonna need that. I wonder if the coach would join us tomorrow. I mean, he's not doing anything. Dallas isn't doing much right now.
No. Thanks in part to his handiwork. You might have some time.
I'm sorry. What does that make you feel like when you hear that? I got things going on here. I can't call it goosebumps. It's like maybe walking through a haunted house. And I didn't
We are still haunted by him.
I didn't hate Bill Callahan, the man. I want that to be known. He was a good offensive football coach, obviously. But when 56 points can't win you a football game, there's a problem. Yeah. And that's a whole. But we will bring that up tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, to me, it gives you an indication that we've had this conversation in terms of supporting Bo, that in the 10 years, the program fell off of a cliff. I mean, it was already heading down another steep, which is one reason why we made the firing that led to the hiring of Callahan. And then we kind of fell off the cliff a little bit. It takes time to build that back up. It takes time.
Also tomorrow on the show, we've got a fun at the end of the show tomorrow.
Yeah, $200 Super Bowl party that we're going to be giving away with Fanatics, the Fanatics Doug and Daddy football fantasy football challenge. All the weekly winners, names are going to be put in a hat, literally, which reminds me, I got to bring a hat tomorrow. And we'll draw them all out tomorrow. And
we haven't made
we'll
a big wheel to spin?
We don't have a big wheel to
dartboard?
Spin.
Dartboard?
I think I'll find a hat. I think I'll find a hat. I'll make Todd and those guys, you know, pull it out of my Dolphins hat or something.
We should. I thought we were drawing winners.
We are. The only team that's ever been undefeated in the history of the league. And that's the hat.
Hang your hat on that one.
It's starting to get a little old now.
That's tomorrow. We're going to do that after the Husker Roundtable. Jared Crick, live in studio with the Jared Crick Show Friday. Jabba Chamberlain on our show Tuesday. So keep those in mind as well. Creighton. They got a win last night, but may come at some expense. Doug McDermott and Grant Gibbs, the two big boys, both left the game, scheduled for MRIs today. Now, McDermott did come back, but Gibbs did not. It looks like a shoulder jam. Maybe not a serious thing for
McDermott. He fought through it pretty well. He gritted it out.
Yeah. Well, you just hope there's nothing there.
Right.
And if there is, give him the week off or whatever it takes. Let it rest up. Maybe a little more severe for Grant Gibbs. He left with a knee injury. They seem to think that it looked worse than it actually was the comments after the game last night. But we'll find out more when the results are released later today. And once again, congratulations, Hastings women. They have moved up to number 10 in the country in basketball. And Laurel Zwiener, not only the conference, but the National Women's Basketball Player of the Week, the Pleasanton senior. She's eighth in the country in block shots. And last week, averaged 19 points, 8.5 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks in a pair of wins.
That'll be a nice little trophy on your mantelpiece, huh?
Yeah, that's a good one to put up at your graduation reception. So
yes.
Congratulations to a Laurel, who we've got to see. You know, I want to say grow up, but I think she was 6'2 the first time I saw her. So, but got to see her play her entire career at Pleasanton, now doing a great job at Hastings College. They're at Nebraska Wesleyan tonight, and Mike will have the call on 1230 KHAS. But we had Riley Egger in shadowing us on Monday, and he's going to be doing it on the Wesleyan Radio Network. So, you know, if you want to check that out, you can say some things to Riley, too.
There you go. Kind of a kindred spirit.
That would freak him out if his number that he looked at how many people are listening on the web and it, like, doubled.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool.
Which I think we can make happen.
The Hastings men fell to number 16 in the country in this week's poll as well. And also, before we get out of here, let's see, was there anything else I wanted to mention? Did you have anything else? I got one more thing. Anything else you want to mention?
No, I just renewing my Ed Cunningham fan club membership from no, I'm not.
And you know what? I think he's a fairly good guy and probably a pretty good analyst on all the other games. But I don't know what it is he has against Nebraska.
I've listened to him with some other games. I have some issues with him on other stuff as well. But yeah, I just roll my eyes when he's doing Nebraska games. There's just a level of, I don't know. He must have lost a girl to somebody wearing a Nebraska Letterman's jacket or something. I don't
know. Wow. By the way, for all you tennis fans out there, including you, Shane, Lincoln native Jack Sock has made his third career professional quarterfinal. He's playing over in Auckland, New Zealand at, I know you'll like this, the Heineken Open. Beat the number 2 seed Tommy Haas, who he lost to in the French Open last year. Beat him in straight sets. He now takes on Roberto Batista Agut of Spain, and that will happen tomorrow. He's ranked 73rd in the rankings. Jack Sock out of Lincoln is ranked 100.
That's a pretty good life.
And speaking of 100, the Las Vegas Hilton Superbook has Nebraska right now at 100-1 to win the 2015 National Championship.
And this year's runner-up was, what, 50?
Well, Auburn...
5,000 to 1 at one
Auburn time? Was... You could find it at 500 to 1. Oh, my God. Joe Shad reporting that Bobby Petrino going to Louisville again.
Lock up the interns.
Hello, Bobby Petrino to Louisville. Taking
Lock
over
up the
Charlie
interns
Strong,
was good. That's what we got to admit. Kentucky. Lock up the interns was good. Come on, give me
Hide
some
the
props
motorcycles.
On that.
But there back to the odds. Auburn, the guy that had the 500-1 ticket and didn't hedge it, lost his $50,000 in the last seconds. I just can't even imagine the heart rate. They should have had that guy.
Especially since he was an Auburn fan. I mean, your pain has doubled.
Yeah.
Well, maybe more than doubled.
Yeah, when you lose the 50 grand. But, and then a lot of tickets were 100-1 was basically most of Auburn last year. So it's possible. Florida State is the favorite at 5-2. You would never, ever, and Mike Perenio would tell you this, don't ever, ever, ever put a single cent on Florida State. You're not making any money. You can get the same odds later in the year. Oregon and Alabama are 5-1. Oklahoma and Ohio State are 12-1. Auburn is 20-1. Michigan State and Wisconsin are 25-1. Michigan is 75-1. By the way, Notre Dame fans, you're 60-1, just like A&M, Georgia, Clemson, and Kansas State. And then 100-1, Nebraska, Iowa, Northwestern. And this year, Las Vegas Hilton didn't put anybody more than 300-1 because of they almost got burnt this year. But they've got a lot of schools at 300-1 to win the national championship. Utah State, Boise State, they won't even get a chance to get in, so why would you do that? Georgia Tech, Oregon State, Pittsburgh, Washington State, Utah, Duke, Louisville, and Vanderbilt are all among those that are at 300-1.
What do you mean they won't get in? With the four-person anonymous committee, they can pick somebody kind of almost at random.
Zero chance.
I think it's better chance now than under the old BCS system.
No, I don't. I don't. I honestly don't, Randy, because from the point of you had one of those teams was going to get in every year. If they ran the table and went undefeated, they were going to get in. Boise State had a chance to play for the national championship and got upset by Nevada.
Well,
this
yeah.
is a four-year process. One of these non-BCS teams will have to go undefeated into
with
a third
year. With four teams, you go undefeated in a conference that has any salt to it at all, you're going to have a legitimate chance to get in there. I think your odds are better.
On a one-year shot, I say no chance. Again, I think you have to go 2-3 years in a row.
Well, if BYU can win it with the pollsters, yeah. I think you can get this with a committee of about a dozen people.
People are looking that up right now. Hey, we want to thank Sean Kelly, Hastings College wrestling coach, UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney, and Tri-City Storm head coach Jim Holton for joining us today. Tomorrow, Mike Babcock, Sean Callahan, Steve Sipple, our Husker Roundtable, plus our Fantasy Football Fanatics grand prize winner, Jared Crick Friday. Stay with us. Doug and Daddy Show back with you tomorrow here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.